from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Historically, this has gone well. When Juan Toscano-Anderson joins the station, he's phenomenal.
He's awesome.
And so we should do this right away without further delay, because he's kind enough to join us on a day where all of our hearts go out to the entire Addles family, the entire Golden State Warriors family. Joining us on the River Islands guest line is none other than Juan Toscano-Anderson. Hey, Juan, thanks for coming on. How you doing, man?
Well, first, I appreciate you guys having me, and I appreciate those kind words, you know, to introduce me. Thank you. That was pretty dope. I'm doing well, man.
No, I mean it from the bottom of my heart, man. We love talking to you. And honestly, when I heard of Al's passing this morning, and once you get past the whole, your own sort of personal thoughts about it, you were one of the first names that I thought of. I'm like, boy, like, I'd love to talk to Juan. And maybe I'll just, like, you do it. Can you reshare with our audience why you and the Addles family, mean so much to one another and how you're connected?
Yes, of course. So Mr. Addles' wife, she was my third grade teacher, Mrs. Addles. And she put me into Warriors camp. She saw just a ton of potential in me. You know, at the time I was going through a rough time in my life, my family and I, and I don't know, she just saw something in me that, you know, she went ahead and put me into Warrior camp, and that just changed the whole trajectory of my life. I mean, I found love in a game that I wasn't really, you know, introduced to, and this game has gone to change my life and, you know, the lives of my family and the people close to me as well. So I'm forever indebted to them, and they're really special people to me. You know, that family's an amazing family.
Did you know at the time exactly the power of the Addles family and Mrs. Addles? I know you were a third grader living in East Oakland, and I think you were going to Montclair Elementary, if memory serves correctly. Did you know at the time the level of a break that you were getting?
Not at all. I mean, I didn't look at it that way. I don't think any kid looks at it that way. You know, I was just, it was something new to me, going to a Warrior camp, an organized camp, a high-level camp, you know, something different than what I was used to growing up in East Oakland. So, no, I didn't even think of it that way. I didn't even think that basketball would, you know, be my vessel to navigate life, you know. So it just brought positivity into my life. And I think that, you know, that's huge. As humans, we're always, at least for myself, you know, if I can change the lives of other people or just one person in my lifetime, then I've done my duty. And, you know, that family, I'm sure there's numerous people's lives they've changed, but, you know, that family changed my life. And, you know, I can also change. I've been in a position to change other people's lives, you know, doing, you know, my foundation work and, you know, just so many other things. And so their magnitude has just exponentially grown so much just with me alone. Like I said, I'm sure I'm not the only person that, you know, they've had such a major impact life
You know, Juan, I'm always mindful in times like these where somebody who had such a profound effect on an organization we love has left such a legacy in this city. We also have tons of listeners who really don't know Al Addles and really don't know the imprint that he had. So what was your direct experience with him, and how would you describe his legacy?
It's an unreal legacy. I mean, he's worked at the pinnacle in this, you know, in this business in so many different, you know, facets, you know, as a coach, GM, a player, Hall of Famer. I mean, in my eyes, as a hooper, you know, and somebody who, you know, I pour my life into this game and I respect and love this game so much. I mean, it's unreal. You know, it's amazing. It's something to strive for. I mean, I don't know if I'd ever want to go into coaching or, you know, be a GM. It's a lot of work and a lot of stress, but I mean, those are top level jobs. You know, it's amazing basketball mind, and just from a basketball standpoint, right? But just even from a humanity standpoint, like I said, you know, just being, you know, Mr. Adams being a teacher in Oakland Unified School District, you know, what they've done off the floor is just incredible, man. There aren't words to really describe it. At least for me, I think, you know, I have more of a sentimental attachment to that family. I'm just, like I said, I can't say it enough. Like, I'm forever thankful to them. Well, so go ahead.
No, go ahead, Juan. I didn't mean to cut you off. I mean, just the emotional connection that you feel to the Adels family.
Yeah, no, I'm just thankful to them, man. And you know, I've been a big, huge fan of his, you know, from a basketball standpoint. Like I said, everything he's done, you know, every time I see him, he'd always ask me, can you still dunk it? Can you still dunk it? And I just love that, you know, because that's one of the things people remember me, you know, for, you know, on the Warriors when I had that huge dunk against JaVale McGee. And like, I'm a huge Warriors fan. I've been a Warriors fan my whole life. So I know what those type of moments, like, they mean to the real fans. Like, I still remember when, you know, BD dunked on Andre Kirilenko. You know, that's, I'm going to forever remember that moment. And I've watched thousands of basketball games. I've seen, you know, amazing highlights, but I'm always going to remember when Baron Davis dunked on Andre Kirilenko, you know? So, those just little moments, they light up my day. Especially coming from somebody like himself. Like I said, he's in the upper echelon when it comes to this, you know, this fraternity.
Do you remember where you were for that, Baron on Kirilenko moment? You had to be like about what, 14 or 15 when that happened?
Yeah, something about that, somewhere around that age. Yeah, I was sitting in my mom's room. I think at the time we had one TV in the house, and it was in my mom's room, and we all crowd, you know, that's where we watched the playoff games. So yeah, I was in my mom's room watching it.
What's awesome. Your go-to when moments like that happen? Like, did you run out of the room? Did you just yell? Like, I'm a runner when moments like that happen. I start running around the house.
You know what? I probably used to do that when I was a kid, but I really love all the facets of this game, right? I love the crowd reaction. I love the teammates' reaction. I love the after moments, you know, and I think when you run out of the room, you kind of run away from the game and you miss, like, you know, people's reactions. And I love to see that type of stuff. So I sit there and I'm just like, damn, you know, like, I'm like, wow, this is incredible. So I really watch it thoroughly, you know, through all the moments.
So you grow up in the East, the Deep East, 95th, and you go to Castro Valley, and obviously as a grammar school kid, you get mentored by Al's wife. What was it like when you signed with the Warriors and you get to see Mr. Adels and you are basically coworkers?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I don't even know how to really explain it, because, I mean, it was just like, it was a reminder every day of like where my life was at the time, and then like where my life was in the moment, you know, when I would see him in the building. And like everybody has their thing, right? Some people love basketball. Some people, they want to be a high level chef or, you know, I don't know, the next president or whatever. But for me, like that was a dream come true, you know, from a basketball standpoint. So it was a daily reminder that, you know, I was truly living out my dream, you know, and I'm sure people from the Warriors organization, they tell you, like, I was in there every day, like, oh my God, this is incredible. This is, it never got old to me, you know? And so seeing him was just a daily reminder of like where this whole dream, like where the seed was planted, you know, from like really the very, very moments of it.
Juan Toscano-Anderson is our guest right here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Juan, while we have you and while we're talking about great moments, where were you and how did you take in the gold medal game in the Olympics?
I was in Cabo with my family.
Uh-huh.
And I was watching the game, and that was one of the best games I had ever seen in my life. Just, you know, those moments, like, people are going to remember those moments forever. You know, Steph on the world stage, Steph and Brian playing together on the world stage, representing USA, you know, playing for gold against a really good offensive team. I mean, it was incredible. Steph is, and it's funny to me because, you know, all the people, like, I've had the opportunity to be on, you know, multiple teams in the NBA now. And you get to see different perspectives, right? You get to see I was Steph's teammate, and then I was not Steph's teammate. And so, I like I said before when, you know, you asked me if I run out of the room, like, I really watched the reactions of everybody on the bench and how people, like, really are receptive to, like, Steph's energy and who he is as a basketball player. And it's incredible to see that the greatest guys in the world that are playing basketball are, like, little kids when they're watching this guy. This guy is truly incredible. I don't think everybody has a true grasp on like what we're watching right now, but we're truly watching one of the greatest players to ever play this game in a super methodical and skilled way. Like, he's incredible. He's not 6'9". He's not super athletic. You know, like, this guy is extremely skilled, and I just think it's incredible to watch. And like I said, from a basketball standpoint, like, I feel lucky, you know, living. I'm sure people feel the same way about guys like Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson. Like, I really get to watch Steph Curry up close. You know, I get to watch every single game. I don't have to watch it on NBA Hardwood Classics or go back to YouTube and watch highlights. Like, I get to watch him through his highs and lows. And maybe I just feel that way because I'm, you know, I grew up watching him, and he's played for my favorite team, you know, ever since he's came into the league. Maybe I'm a little biased. Maybe I'm a little favorite towards him, but I mean, it's just cool to just see everybody else just appreciate him the way that his teammates do, you know?
Yeah, and you played for your favorite team, and I'm a big fan of the Trevor Noah podcast, What Now with Trevor Noah, so I have to ask you, Juan, what now for Juan Toscano-Anderson?
Well, I'm still trying to, you know, keep the league dream alive. We'll see what happens. Not really sure where I'm going to play next year. I have a couple options, but trying to get back in the league, man. It's the best league in the world, and, you know, I'm just blessed to be able to, you know, play the game that I love for a job. And I'm, you know, I'm on the back end of my career, right? Like, I'm not 21 anymore, 31. So I'm just really just trying to enjoy the rest of the years that I have planned. Cause I also don't want to play forever. You know, there are other things I want to do in my life. I have other dreams, you know, too, being a businessman and so forth. And so, yeah, man, don't know exactly. I'm still in the park like you are.
Juan, I was right. It's always good when you come on. I gotta always. Say, yep. Thank you so much, man. It's always great to hear your voice.
I appreciate you guys for having me. And, you know, I just, the last thing, I just want to send my condolences to the, you know, the Addles family. You know, especially Mrs. Addles. I really love her. You know, as if she was my own, you know, blood. That lady really, you know, truly changed my life. So. Just want to send my condolences to, you know, anybody else who's affected by, you know, the passing of Mr. Addles.
Beautifully said, man. Beautifully said. Thank
JTA.
You. Yeah, thank you so much for the time.
I appreciate you guys, man. You guys have a good one.
Okay, you too. On. All right, there he goes. JTA
yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.